The first reading of today's Mass is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verses 8 to 10, and chapter 7, verses 54 to 59. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called Synagogue of Freed Men, Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and people from Cilicia and Asia, came forward and debated with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard what he had to say, they were infuriated and ground their teeth at him. But he, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And the Gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 17 to 22. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." It can feel like a strange contrast, this move from Christmas Day to St. Stephen's Day, almost a clash between the romantic, sentimental, perhaps, celebration of Christmas and the stark reality of Stephen's martyrdom. We're taught in this feast and in these readings about the gifts which the child recently born at Bethlehem is to bring into the world. Gifts of grace and power, gifts of wisdom, the gift, above all, of the Spirit. We hear much about the Spirit in the readings, the Spirit that was working in Stephen, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who will work in Christians who are persecuted. Eventually, as time goes by, we will see how the Spirit worked in that young man, Saul, who for the moment is standing by as Stephen is put to death. Saul, who was to become Paul, the great preacher of the gospel to the pagans. Saul misunderstood very profoundly the zeal which was required of those who would serve the Lord, the God of Israel. He had many earlier examples in the scriptures who taught him that taking up the sword, putting people to death, was a way of serving the righteousness of the God of Israel. As a Pharisee, he knew the law, he knew the scriptures through and through. He could talk about Simeon and Levi, he could recall Elijah. The witness and the struggles of the Maccabees were quite recent. The example of Phinehas perhaps stood out above all for Paul. Phinehas, who killed a couple, a mixed race couple, and whose righteousness was celebrated in Israel thereafter. Phinehas stood up and intervened. A plague was ended, and this was reckoned to him as righteousness from age to age forever. Saul the Pharisee believed passionately in the Lord, the God of Israel, believed it was his duty to defend the righteousness of the God of Israel, believed that when he encountered these Christians preaching that the glory of Israel had been revealed through the death of this man Jesus on the cross, that this was blasphemy. For Paul, this was blasphemy. This could not be tolerated. Cursed was anybody who hung on a tree. Not blessed. How could the God of Israel be working through a crucified criminal? So Paul's understanding in this moment when Stephen is put to death is that his zeal requires violence in defense of the righteousness of the Lord, the God of Israel. the transformation of Paul is all the more remarkable then. And we can't doubt that the intercession of Stephen must have played a large part in that transformation of Paul, who seems to have had some kind of significant role in the martyrdom of Stephen. And so later on, we find Paul, talking more about Abraham than about Phinehas, about the righteousness of Abraham, the faith of Abraham, which is reckoned as righteous, which is recognized by the Lord as the way in which he wants to be saved. Above all, we hear Paul saying these extraordinary things about the child born at Bethlehem, Jesus the Christ, about his death, the seed of Abraham, the one in whom the promises are fulfilled, not through inflicting violence on other people, not through defending the righteousness of the God of Israel by taking up the sword, but by enduring violence, by sustaining suffering, by undergoing the sacrifice of the cross so that all would be saved. This is the destiny that lies ahead of this child whose birth we celebrate at Christmas time. In this year of Paul, our eyes are drawn particularly to him in the story of Stephen's martyrdom. Paul, who continues to teach the church so much about the significance of the death of Jesus, about the gift of the Spirit and life in the Spirit, the power of God, the grace of God, the wisdom of God, working in Stephen, working in Paul, working in Christians, a gift which comes into the world through the death of this one man, Jesus Christ.